This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. The Election Commission has said that 1,625 candidates are in the fray in the first phase of Lok Sabha polls in 102 parliamentary constituencies after the withdrawal of nominations. Out of the 1,625 candidates, 1,491 candidates are male and 134 are female. Voting for the first phase will be held on the 19th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Naxalism has weakened not only in Maharashtra but in the entire country due to consistent efforts by the NDA government. Gadchiroli, which was known for Naxalism, is now known for its steel industry and development. Mr. Modi was addressing a public rally for campaigning of the BJP candidates in Lok Sabha constituencies of Chandrapur and Gadchiroli today in Morwa Airport Ground in Chandrapur. Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis were present on this occasion. Highlighting the work done by central government for the upliftment of disadvantaged section of the society, he said 80 crores of people are getting free ration, over 50 crore people are getting free treatment up to 5 lakhs, and the people who are benefiting from all such welfare schemes are the disadvantaged sections and tribal people of the society. While scathing a sharp attack on the opposition, Congress, Mr. Modi said that the previous state government stalled every development project of the central government and created hindrance in the state development. He said that the state government under the leadership of CM Eknath Shinde and Deputy Chief Ministers restarted the development projects and brought the state back on development track. BJP today approached the Election Commission to take action on a fake organization created in the name of RSS, which is spreading negative things about BJP. Party General Secretary Arun Singh, who led the party delegation, said that the fake organization was formed with the support of Congress Seva Dal leaders and it was rejected by the Registrar, the High Court and the Supreme Court. He said, now at the time of elections, that organization has become active again and is spreading negative things. He added that it is a violation of the Model Code of Conduct and the Indian Penal Code. Mr. Singh said the party has asked the poll body to take action on the fake organization. Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, RSS, had also filed a complaint with Election Commission against the fake organization. Trinamool Congress, TMC, today approached the Election Commission over alleged misuse of central agencies, including National Investigation Agency, by the government. A party delegation met the commission in New Delhi over the issue. Talking to media after the meeting, party MP Sagarika Ghosh said they raised the issue of alleged misuse of NIA to intimidate TMC workers in West Bengal ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. She urged the poll body to intervene and protect the sanctity of the poll. The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, has launched an extensive awareness and sensitization program targeting major markets in the national capital. Health and Family Welfare Ministry said the awareness campaign will focus particularly on the detection and mitigation of pesticide residue and contaminants in food products. The ministry said during the program, the food business operators were sensitized about the importance of organic farming, raw material testing, ill effects of pesticide residue, artificial ripening and wax coating using unapproved chemicals. The market associations and traders were introduced to FSSAI's pioneering initiative, the Food Safety on Wheel Mobile Lab, equipped with various rapid testing kits capable of detecting approximately 50 pesticide residues across various food matrices. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 7 wickets at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.